All right, Rebbe, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Tzadik Tes. So we're picking up, remember, again, still in the midst of Ava. And the Ramchal explained that the essence of Ava, of love, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really has three different parts. What he calls Dveikus, Simcha, and Kina. So far we're in the section of Dveikus. So in the section of Dveikus, the way the Ramchal is explaining it, is that a person feels totally and wholly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so almost subsumed, consumed by a relationship with God, to the exclusion of everything else. So remember again, the Ramchal described having this state in general throughout life. What we left off with was the concept that the truth is to walk around in the state of Dveikus, seems to be a beautiful and lofty goal, but I think for most of us seems to be a bit unattainable. Therefore, the Ramchal posits something beautiful. He says, you know what? So the truth is, maybe the goal is to try to attain a level of Dveikus, a level of connection with God, almost the exclusion of everything else in the midst of spiritual service. So while I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strive for a level of Dveikus, even though, again, I may not be able to experience that level of emotional or spiritual connectedness in other areas. He gives example of this. He says, Ovi Yerushalmi, Bish Kuf Tzadik Tes, second line down. Ovi Yerushalmi Amru, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa Haya Omid Betvila. So we'll say this is an incredibly amazing piece. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, we saw this in Brachas. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa would be standing in the middle of davening. And he's bit by an animal. Right? So again, literally he's davening and he's bit by an animal and he did not interrupt his tefillah. Didn't interrupt his Shmona Esrei. Amr lo Tamidov. So a student said to him, Rabbeinu, below here, Gashta, Rebbe, didn't you feel, right? How could you not have stopped davening in the middle when you were bit by the animal? Did you not feel the animal bite you? Armalahan Yavo Alai, Mitoch Shahay Libi Mechavi Mitfila, Lohir Gashti. And Rabbi Hanina Mendoza literally says, I didn't notice I was davening. I was wrapped up in my prayer. I was totally consumed and subsumed by the prayer experience. So to be honest, I didn't feel that anything happened. So we look at a story like that and we say, wow, that is not me. Right? That's incredible. Obviously, this is a different kind of level, and I don't think that Ramchal is even positing that the level of Dveikus requires us not to feel that we're bit by an animal in the middle of davening. But he's trying to make a point over here, that this is the concept of Dveikus. It's a certain level of connection and attentiveness. And an attentiveness to the exclusion of everything else. That whatever it is that I'm engaged in my avodas Hashem, that's my focus. And everything else is kind of put to the side. Everything else is a bit blocked out. Valad Vekas, whose Harnaba Torah Pamim Rabos. The Torah itself speaks about the Vekas many times, where the Pasuk says, the Avas Hashem Alokecha Uladaf Kabo. We spoke about this yesterday a little bit. Torah tells us to love Hashem and to cling to Him. Shabbos says, you'll ask yourself, ultimately, another pasuk, Ubo Tidbak, Ubo Sidbukun, David Amar, Davka Nafshi Acharecha. So we'll say, so again, you'll ask yourself, well, if the Torah is already telling me to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's the inyan of Dveikus, right? If you have love, then what's Dveikus? So you begin to see now, love, right, is a feeling of connection, a feeling of closeness. Dveikus means a state of being where when I'm serving God, that's the thing I'm focused on, and everything else is put on the back burner, right? Everything else becomes of secondary importance. Dveikus means that when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes the totality of my focus in life. So the Ramchal goes on, he says, Ve'ein kol eila psukim echad. So again, as we just mentioned before, the entire idea of Dveikus is a total being consumed. I'm consumed and totally attentive to my avodas Hashem to the exclusion of everything else. We'll say, so just, well, let's read it from Azin. I'll share another interesting insight. So he says, so Amr Chazichron of Racha, Amr B'Shem Melakish, B'Shalosh L'Shono Shel Chiba, Chibi V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. The Rebbe Shalom uses three different expressions of love with us. Vanu L'Meidim of Sovim Parashasa, Shel Shechem Ben Chamar, B'Dvika, B'Chashika, O B'Chafitza. Vehim mamish anfe page reish ha'ava ikaris hanu atishuka shezacharti vadvekos vahanachas vaoneg hanumtze be'isik in yamsho. So this is actually a very interesting statement. It's just actually a dramatic statement that Ramchal is saying, that he quotes over here from different pieces of the Gemara who learn out the notion of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the strangest of places, which was where? Shechem. Let's remember again, Shechem ben Hamor abducted and raped Dina, the daughter of Yaakov. That's the story in the Torah. So the Ramchal says something amazing. He says that the Torah uses different expressions by Shechem. Dvika, Chashika, Chafitza. Dvika means to cling. Chashika is a desire. Chafitza is a want. See, he points out something absolutely amazing, that throughout Tanakh, throughout the Chumash, the Torah uses almost these same expressions by a love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is dramatically amazing. What Shechem did was abhorrent, unforgivable, and a crime against morality in the highest level. But interestingly enough, what Chazal are seeing is an incredible want and an incredible passion. Remember, every Avera, no matter how heinous, has another side of the coin where those kohos can be used, those abilities, those strengths can be used in a positive way. Chet represents a corruption of personalistic energy. So if a person could take that energy, turn it around towards something good, they could go on to accomplish incredible things. So a person could have dveikus, a person could have a want, a person could have a desire for all the wrong things, or a person could channel that personalistic koach towards something positive. So it's not by accident that the same words used to describe Shechem's want for Dina are also used to describe the want that we should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this, I will say, is the notion of Dveikus. This concept, ultimately, again, of having connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the exclusion of everything else. Love is a state of being. I love God. And I love God no matter what I'm doing. And that love, the truth is, my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there throughout my day, even when I'm not doing anything particularly spiritual or holy in nature. Dveikus is something different. Dveikus is, I'm involved in the service of God to the exclusion of everything else. And I think the Ramchal leaves us, with this we'll conclude, the Ramchal leaves us, I think, with a very important takeaway, which is, the goal would be, of course, to have Dveikus throughout the day. Okay, for most of us, that's not really such a realistic goal, but I could have Dveikus when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I would modify the Ramchal a bit more. I could have Dveikus at least during some time when I worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So imagine, right? Imagine in davening. So to say that a person should be in a state of dveikus for all of davening is wonderful. Realistic? I don't know. But imagine if we were to choose a piece of davening in which we were to focus on dveikus. Not just kavana, not just meaning of the words, but a sense of the Vegas. During this part of davening, I'm going to concentrate on my tefillah to the exclusion of everything else. To experience just a few moments of the Vegas over the course of tefillah, I think it could fundamentally change. Remember again, Chazal already spoke about this. This is why Chazal said, you should have kavana during the entire Shmona Esrei. That's the ideal. But at least for what? At least for what? For Bracha Rishona. So Chazal already saw this, right? You should have Dveikus for all of Shona Esrei. But at least have a Bracha Rishona. So we'll say, so I think it's an important takeaway that we can begin to implement from the Rachal already this morning, that to try to go out of our way during davening, to try to experience one moment of Dveikus, or one segment or section of Dveikus. Maybe it's a Bracha. Maybe it's a particular Tefillah. To focus on that thing, that one thing, to the exclusion of everything else. That's what Ramchal says as the notion of dveikus, as an appendage, as in a branch of Ava. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow morning, very exciting. We pick up with the section of Simcha, of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy. Shkach, so we'll stop here. Sorry, thank you.
No, I'm not sure if I can be right.